That's why. There we go. What's going on, everybody? All right. So I just did a little short live on Facebook telling everybody where I am and to come on over and check me out, because I want to show y'all what they did to President Trump in Harlem. I want to show y'all what they did to President Trump in Harlem. And this, the part of Harlem is the section of Harlem where there's a lot of violence, a lot of crime that takes place in Harlem. And President Trump, he went to a store in Harlem. He went deep into it, And this is so amazing because, you know, a lot of so many people were all like, are we actually going to see a change? Are we actually going to see some difference? Are we going to, are we at the point where the people in this country have had enough of the Democrat Party? Are we at that point now? Are we at that point? So we are live. I see it. We are live on Rumble and we are live on X right now. And I do have some clips that I want to share with you. Okay. But let me drink my own Kool-Aid here. Okay. So I'm drinking my own Kool-Aid, and let me see, where are we at? Because I want to share this, because for some reason on X, even though I am live on X, in order for people to see it, I wish Elon Musk would fix this. In order for me to see this, oh, let me turn it down, I have to share it. I have to share it on X. Let me see. I have to share it on X. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here. I'm gonna do type text to talk to text here. Watch this. I'm gonna say Will Johnson is talking about the black people that supporting President Trump that live in Harlem. Period. Eat on that. Okay, let me read it, make sure, because, you know, sometimes when you do talk to text, it jacks it all up. Will Johnson is talking about black people that are supporting President Trump that live in Harlem. Eat that. Booyah. Sent. All right, now it was shared on X as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. Hey, do me a favor. If you haven't already, please go ahead and hit the thumbs up for this video. It helps out with the algorithms. The algorithms actually work in a positive way here on Rumble and even on X. You gotta retweet it. You gotta repost it. Sorry, you gotta repost it on X. But just hitting, even if you share the video on Rumble, I would greatly appreciate that as well. Okay. All right, let's get into it. This is some good stuff. Oh my goodness, this is so wonderful. Now, you know, everybody been looking at President Trump all tied up in the court system, and they're doing this because it's called election interference. Whew, I get to say that here on Rumble and X. It's so nice to be able to just say it. It's called election interference because that's exactly what they're doing. They're interfering in the election. And how are they interfering in the election? You know how? Because they're preventing President Trump from being on the campaign. They won't even let the man go to his son's graduation. You mean to tell me the judge can't say, okay, look, we'll give you one day. Because if the judge has, you know what, Shannon, does the judge have children? I'm just kind of curious, because if the judge has children, he should understand.
Yeah, well, one of the problems is one of his daughter promotes the Democrat Party.
Thank you. That's right. So if his daughter had a great event that he wanted to be at, see,
that's what hateful people do.
Huh?
That's what hateful people do. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
That's also what egotistical people do. So they only care about themselves.
Yeah. So they're purposely trying to keep President Trump from getting there. And we are absolutely seeing that firsthand. But so let me share some of this stuff with you, because I want to share this because this is positive. President Trump takes the trip to Harlem. You know, they had these movies with him in Harlem. You know, they got these movies in Harlem showing a lot of black people and showing all the crime. And President Trump showed up. You know why they're supporting President Trump like this so tough in Harlem, Shannon?
Yeah, because they're suffering under Biden.
Well, that's obvious. But, you know, but there's another reason, too.
Okay, what?
A lot of Democrats, especially black Democrats, they don't like to hear this. Because the Democrat Party is treating President Trump the way they treat black people.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
So in Harlem, they said, wait a minute. They're treating Trump like he's one of us. They're going after President Trump over stupid stuff, trying to make up Trump, the trumping up stuff. Pun intended.
Yeah.
They're trumping up stuff against President Trump to try to make him look bad.
Yep, they treat black people like they're guilty before anything's even happened. They're treating Trump like he's guilty before they can prove anything, too.
Thank you. That's how they do black people. Democrats do black people like that all the time. Democrats,
correct.
Democrats, they do black people like that all the time. Well, look at this short clip here. This is so beautiful. Look at this. This is so good.
So I don't know if people can hear, but they're singing the Star Spangled Banner in the background.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they could hear that. Could y'all hear that? They were singing the Star Banger Banner in the Spangled background in Harlem. Come on now.
Yeah. Who goes to Harlem and sings that, right?
Right. And this is happening in Harlem. What is happening here? Look what they're doing. All these people, you don't see this happen for Joe Biden.
Man, there was so
this
excitement.
Does not happen for Joe.
So much excitement in Harlem for President
Trump. Oh, my goodness. And you know what? They were asking President Trump, if you show up to the Bronx, the boogie down Bronx, right? President Trump, they were asking a lot of black people, if President Trump showed up in the Bronx to have a rally, they were asking all these black people, would you go? They said, heck yeah. I said, heck yeah. They were saying other language. You know, we're talking about Harlem, New York, right? So they say, heck yeah, I will show up to President Trump. I support President Trump. Is it changing? Look what they're doing to the man. This is what they don't want to see. And I'm talking about the government, state media, and I'm talking about the Democrats. Oh, yeah. They don't want to see this. This is not what they want to see. Like, wait a minute. It's not working.
They can barely get people to show up to Biden's event.
Oh, my goodness. It's like they got to pay people to show up.
Here, when Trump shows up, they have to have full-on security. They have to have barricades, you know, so he can have a way to walk in
and
out.
They can tell Joe Biden that they can tell everyone that Joe Biden's showing up, and they can use half the security that President Trump has because no one really cares. I mean, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. Oh, and they're talking about Sleepy Joe,
you know
right?
They treat Trump like a rock star.
He is a rock star.
They're fan crazy over him. He shows up, look at the hands up in the air. They're like chanting. They're like giving him love. Everybody's reaching out to try to touch him.
Yeah. He is a rock star.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump is a rock star. Anyone disagree?
You know why? He goes to court and the judge tells him to be quiet. And he's like, I ain't going to be quiet. Charge me $1,000.
Yeah, you know, it's $1,000 a pop every time President Trump speaks.
Right.
Trump's and like, Fat Alvin Bragg is like, it's $1,000 each time. So they've already did it three. I bet you President Trump said, let's do 50.
He's probably like, can I go ahead and have a pay up front?
Yeah, you know, he probably would. He'd say, you know what, here, let me go ahead and make a deposit on how many times I'm going to exercise my free speech. This is a disgrace what they're doing to him. But look, let me show you what the people in Harlem are doing to President Trump. This is beautiful. Leaders. Listen to that. Four more years. Trump 2024. Look at all those. I don't know. Can y'all tell? Can you tell how many black people in there?
Yeah, there's black people there.
Of course, there's a white dude right there with a red MAGA hat on.
Actually, I think he looks more like he's some nationality.
He might be Hispanic. I mean, he could be. He'd probably be Italian, whatever. President Trump reaching the sick man's
hand. It was a diverse crowd. That's all I got to say.
There's black people all in there. I can see a black woman in the background with eyeglasses on. Black people, my black people in Harlem. Our black people. I don't care what color you are. These are our people in Harlem supporting President Trump. And look at the diverse crowd there. Look at that. That is what they say doesn't happen. And in Harlem, of all places, this is exciting to me. You know what? President Trump had a rally in the Bronx. I so want to be there.
Oh, man.
I so want to be there.
It's going to be so fun.
He has a rally in the Bronx. I'm like, I'm going to beg everybody, please send me a penny so I can get a plane ticket.
I mean,
this is so beautiful to see this happening in Harlem of all places, because we're constantly getting bombarded, Shannon, by the government state media that no one supports Trump. Trump is a racist. He's a white supremacist. And really?
Will, on X, somebody just said, is it Wrench Rich Hunt. It says, presidents don't go to Harlem. The hashtag boss does.
Ooh. You know what? That's ooh, so I like that. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I like that.
The boss.
Hashtag, you know what? Boss. It is. It really is. You know, actually, before we came on here, I was talking to my producer and I said, you know, this is probably like, you know, President Trump showing up, because you were telling me about the video. Did we have that video?
Which video?
Where the police officers, and he said, come here. It's in here. I love these guys. I love these guys.
Yeah, it's in right here.
So if it's in here, we're going to play this. And we were talking related to being the boss. Don't change it right now because it's on there. You know, so being related to the boss, I said, you know what? Trump is like the Godfather.
You need to skip down to the bottom. Sorry.
Trump is like the Godfather. We have it. Okay, let me play the rest of this one, then we're going to play.
I didn't put these in order, so.
Okay, it's all good.
You know, well, this is what a people's president looks like. Do you think Joe Biden would do this?
Oh, heck no.
President Trump greeting the fans that have showed up at the Mexican food restaurant right next to this bodega. Obviously chanting 4 more years. We've got chants behind us as well. Cheers all around here in Harlem.
Oh, wait, I'm laughing because can you imagine how the government, state, liberal media is reacting to this? Can you imagine what's going through their minds right now? Is this the one here? Is this the one here where he's talking to the cops? Is this the one here? I don't think this is the one, is it? This is another one where he's, you know, waving at the people.
Let me see. Where is it?
You don't see it? Okay, let me.
Oh, I think it's this bottom one right here.
Is this there?
That's not it. Okay, I have to see. I'm sorry.
You have to see. Okay, I'm gonna skip through here. It's not this one, right? Is it? I mean, is it obvious? Is he standing by police officers?
Maybe it's. Oh, I can't tell. Will, just play them. They're all good. Just play.
Okay. I'm gonna keep it. We're gonna keep it flowing here.
Yeah.
But you skipped a whole bunch of them. Let me go back to the up here.
Then. No, those aren't Trump ones.
Oh, these aren't Trump.
That's why I went down there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for letting me know. Okay, let me share this one.
We love Trump! 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 We love Trump!
I mean, you can tell when people sincerely respect and they, you know, love the person, because they don't do this. This, you know what? This is why they call us in a cult. This is why. Because the reason why they like Trump, not because, you know, Trump is handing them out free stuff. Not because President Trump say, I'm going to pay off your student loans. Not because President Trump is trying to convince you that a man can become a woman. That's not the reason why people are saying they love President Trump. That's not the reason. The reason why is because we remember how things were under President Trump. That's what we remember.
Oh, this is when Trump first got there.
That's what we remember. It's completely different. And they call us under being in a cult. And it's really interesting how they say that we're in a cult when they're the ones that's drinking the Kool-Aid, the vaccine Kool-Aid. And then they're trying to force us to get the vaccine Kool-Aid too. And when we say no, then they have a big problem. They have a big problem with it then. I mean, how dare you not want to get the vaccine Kool-Aid in your veins? You're a threat to our society. Ooh, I'm so glad I get to say that freely here. It's so nice. Not that I couldn't say it before. They just don't, you know, they'll probably take it down. But I don't have to worry about my Rumble video, my X video getting taken down because I'm speaking my mind. I live in the United States of America. These other companies, they have the whole mentality of a socialist communist nation. Well, here's another one. What is this? Not here. This not it either. Okay. You're going to see if you can try to find that video, because I really want to play it. You got it. Okay. You got me really interested. I want to see it too. Cause Trump is like a big boss. He is like a big boss. Listen to President Trump here.
I heard 78% think it's a rigged deal.
Oh yeah. This is the one he's talking about, Carter, right? This is so good.
And it is a rigged deal. It's a rigged trial. Our courts, everything is screwed up in New York, and the whole world is watching.
Yep.
This judge is so conflicted. You understand that. You'll take a look at that. There's never been a judge so conflicted as this. It's ridiculous. And also, there's no crime. You know where the crime is? In the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week, or more than that.
More than that.
So they're he's talking about the crime there. He's talking about, and you know what? Instead of them focusing on the crime that's actually happening in New York City, happening in Harlem, happening in the Bronx, they're focused on President Trump. This is what you call TDS in full-fledged. They have weaponized the court system against an American citizen by the name of Donald J. Trump. They've weaponized it. I've talked about it multiple times. If they can't weaponize it against somebody, if they can't weaponize it, then they don't want to have anything to do with it. That's the only time they care about. That's the only time they care about the Constitution, if they can weaponize it. That's the only time they can care about the Supreme Court, when they can weaponize it. Y'all see a pattern? Because see, if they can't weaponize it against the American people, then I'm like, nope, we don't need it. You don't need it. You found it? Did you find it? Copy it directly to the media. No, this is on the Ready Share. Copy it directly to the media. Okay, so let me see. Let me show you this one here. Look, I got to share these with you. Is this the one where you're talking about Jimmy Carter? Is this the one? Because I want to share that one with everybody. It's so good. It's good. Watch this one. Watch this.
I think what's going to happen is we're going to end up doing so well. We're way ahead in the polls against Biden.
Yeah, this is it. Listen. Oh, okay, I'll stop it.
Biden has destroyed our country. Look, Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. Worse than Jimmy Carter by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden.
I mean, you know, I'm wondering, do you think that the government state media will even play that? And this is on C-SPAN. That's government state media to the fullest. C-SPAN and playing this. And I'm pretty sure they'll be like, oh my goodness, we need to take this down. President Trump speaking the truth. He is worse than Jimmy Carter. I mean, he is so much worse than Jimmy Carter. Listen.
He's destroyed our country between the borders and everything else. He has destroyed our country. Not only that, wars are breaking out all over the world. We'll end up with this foolish person. This person that doesn't act. We're going to end up in a World War III. So we have to get rid of Biden.
Okay, look. Y'all see the black guy behind right there on President Trump's shoulder? Do you think he's there because he don't like Trump? I mean, why is he there? Everyone that's there, look, I see black women behind him. I see black men behind him. I see his Hispanic men, Latinos. I see every nationality behind President Trump right there. Look, this is what they're doing. This is what Harlem is doing to the man. This is what Harlem is doing to the man. Okay, you think we have it? You think we have it now?
Yeah. Well, you know what? There was so much excitement there, and it has to be good above. It has to be that they're worried, right? They're worried because they know.
They know what?
They know that this is dangerous for Biden. And you know, Will, earlier they were saying, oh, look at Trump. He's fallen asleep in the courtroom. This guy goes from sun up to sundown. Somehow he manages to get up, go to this courtroom, deal with these fraudulent cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he still has time to go out and campaign and meet with the people.
Yep.
I have mad respect for Trump.
Oh, most definitely. Mad respect. Okay. I did actually see it. This is it here? Okay. Yeah, this is it here, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Here's the clip, everybody. I'm just going to go full screen with it. Here we go. You see, these are police officers asking President Trump, can we get a picture? Look, and he's about to bounce. Look at him. He's saying, get over here.
Good guy.
And see, look at this. Look at this really quick. Let me, now hold on, hold on, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Look at the, look at this. President Trump. President Trump. He stops right before he gets in. And he's telling them. And he's telling them, get over here. Now, remember the gentleman earlier said Trump shows up. Presidents don't show up to Harlem. The boss shows up to Harlem. This is like the godfather. But this is like the boss godfather that's actually supporting the police. This is like the godfather that is for law and order. Joe Biden, he's just the opposite. He's not for law and order. You understand? He's not for law and order. Joe Biden is just the opposite. But this is so great.
Yeah, and you know what? I love how Trump goes, get over here. Yeah. I love these guys. Yeah. I love these guys.
Yeah.
He talks like a mobster.
Yeah, listen to him. So listen to him right here. What? I don't know how well y'all can hear this, but watch. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That's, I mean, you know what? This is like every time President Trump does stuff like this, I just gain more and more respect for the man. You know, the police officers, I mean, the only police officers that do this with Joe Biden, the only ones that do this with Joe Biden are the ones that showed up for January the 6th committee. There's the only ones. That's the only ones. Other than that, they don't care. They don't care at all. So let me play this other one for you really quick. Was it? Nope. Here we go. Watch this.
So our system here is broken. Trump is pulling up in the motorcade right now. We're going to try to get this shot. He's coming down the hill here right from court in Lower Manhattan. And there's an extensive motorcade here. And people are cheering, lining the streets. You know, when Trump first took office, you wouldn't hear these cheers up in the inner cities of America. And there is raucous applause and cheering all over the place. I think these people are desperate for a change. I believe there will be a sea change in the minority vote coming November. I don't know how much. But everywhere I go and pastors I interview, like the great Ben Berquam, they are reaching out for help that the Democrats' policies have abandoned our inner cities. And if I get a chance to question Trump, I'm going to ask him, what is he going to do to restore the American dream and middle-class prosperity in the inner cities? So these people can own and run businesses and have opportunities instead of being dependent on the state, whose services are getting taken away by 170,000 illegals in New York. Here comes Jason Miller and the crew of the Trump team. And, wow, people are chanting USA here. Pretty incredible. Here's Donald Trump walking in. What a round of applause for the former president. Long day. It's unbelievable. I'm going to try to pop in a question for him when he comes out. Wow. He's heading into the bodega. They're chanting four more years on the ground here in West Harlem. Who would ever think that Trump would have chance?
My boy Trump is making history, baby. History.
The inner city of the upper Manhattan area of Harlem, which leads into Washington Heights. And there's a lot of crime around here. The subway line, the N train just south of here, is the most dangerous subway in New York City. Dangerous subway line. The north end of Central Park, very dangerous. So Trump's coming back to greet the crowd, walking into the store.
Hey, look at that.
Dangerous subway line. Right there. The north end of Central Park, very dangerous.
Look at this. Dude is straight up making history. I mean, he is straight up making history. What else would you say? What else would you say? That's exactly what's happening here. Hey, I want to say thank you to a couple people that blessed us here. Let me see. Where's it at? There we go. Look at that. Oh, look at that, everybody. I got the chats up on the screen right there, too. So, hey, you can also go to my website, if we can put that on the screen down there. You can also go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate, and you can also support me there as well. But I want to say thank you to the, some of the couple of people who blessed me on here. I missed the first one. I guess it was a Nick. Is it Nick Cam? Nicky Cam. Nick Cam.
Mm-hmm.
617. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's get you to the Bronx. Yes. Look, I'll beg for pennies to get to the Bronx if I can be there for President Trump's
we'll probably
rally.
Walk there if he had to.
I mean, I would do it. I'm telling you, I would do it.
That'd be intense, I think.
You know, thank you so much. Nancy says I jump on that Trump.
I'll jump on that train. Yeah.
Yeah, Trump train, basically, right? Thank you so much for that blessing, Nancy. And then let's say
Jay Rucker,
1965. Thank you so much. Says thank you, Will and Shannon, for your patriotism. Thank you so much for the blessings. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Look, I know things are crazy right now. Things are about to get crazier. And you know what? Maybe President Trump showing up to Harlem like this was kind of like a test run, Shannon, just to see kind of response that he's going to get.
Yeah, you know, I hope it gets it gets you know him excited to do a rally there. Will, the same person that called Trump the boss in Harlem, he said he's probably the safest man in Harlem.
Right, right.
I love that. That is so
right,
funny. So
right,
true.
Right. So let me share.
But he's really not the safest man in Harlem, because look at how New York City is treating him.
Well, you know what? When it comes to the court system, the legal system
in
New York,
he is not the safest
he
man.
He is not the safest
he's
man.
He's targeted.
They're absolutely targeting him.
Targeted.
And everybody see, even in Harlem, see how they're targeting President Trump. They see this. They see how they're targeting President Trump.
And you know
Trump.
What? If he was so racist, Will, why would he go to Harlem? You know, strict racist people would not even give black people or Harlem the time of day.
No, I wouldn't even go.
Biden won't go, so what does that tell you?
Look, let me say it like this.
Okay.
President Trump was already getting support from all of these people. He didn't have to show up.
No, he didn't.
President Trump is not going to come to my little town where
he
I live
cares.
Here in Texas. And guess what? I'm still supporting President Trump.
He cares about the people.
Yeah. This is what it's about. He truly does. This is what it's really about.
You know what? Trump could say, you know what? I'm going to tuck all this away. I'm going to go back to my easy life. They probably will leave him alone. Right. They say, yeah, go. But he is not fighting for himself.
No, he's fighting for the country.
America and the American people, period.
Yes. And he's like on the verge. They're trying to take everything away from him. They're trying to take everything away from Trump. And if they take everything away from Trump, guess what? Guess what?
We're next.
But it's so bad. Look, there's so many people waking up to it. Let me share this guy. This guy's name is Stephen Smith. And he's not even a Trump supporter. But he sees what's happening. And he's telling everybody in this video that the Democrats, like I just mentioned, they have weaponized the court system against President Trump. In New York, in Georgia, and even Florida, they're weaponizing the legal system, and D.C., of course, they're weaponizing the legal system against President Trump because they cannot beat President Trump on their own merits. Listen to what he says.
To my liberal friends out there.
See, to his liberal friends. He's telling everybody, his liberal friends.
To my liberal friends out there. All you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits.
Mm.
That's
now, if I didn't know any better, I know it doesn't, but his shirt almost looked like it says Harlem. look at his sweater. It almost looked like it says Harlem. I'm just saying. I just had to mention that.
That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. Mm. This is the only way they could do it.
See, now, y'all hearing this, right? I mean, he's telling the truth. And they don't like this. This is not what they want. They don't want him to say it. I would be surprised, like, maybe they're going to, like, let him go at some point, because this is not the first time that he's actually acknowledged what the Democrat Party is doing. This is not the first time. And I think the reason why he's doing this is he's trying to tell them to get their act together. That's the only reason why the Communist News Network and MSDNC, all of the other alphabet network, government soup networks, the only reason why they say anything that will show Joe Biden in a negative light, because they're saying it to get their act together. And I think that's the only reason why he's saying this, too.
And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being the presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country, because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits.
So when he's saying that we're not going to have peace in this country, who do you think he's talking about? Because it's not conservatives. It's not Republicans. It's not Christians, most definitely. That's going to go out and riot and tear up stuff. That doesn't happen. And you can't talk about January 6th, because January 6th was a Fed setup in the first place. They don't ever talk about the summer of love. So who is he actually talking about? It's going to be civil unrest. They have made this comment so many times that there's going to be civil unrest with President Trump. We all see it. They can't do anything else. They have to try to put Trump in jail, because, and even if they put him in jail, we still get to vote for him. And if he's in jail come November, all he has to do is that, you know, I guess he has to wait until January 20th of 2025, and he'll just pardon himself over fraudulent himself. And then after that, President Trump need to go get them. I mean, every last one of them, get them, because they've taken the law system and they've corrupted it.
And they're going to say, hey, you trumped us up against them again, and we'll have no peace. When all you got to do is figure out a way to beat them on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it.
But they haven't been able to do it. They haven't been able to do it. You see that? They haven't been able to do it. And now that they are going to such an extreme now, right? They're going to such an extreme to try to take President Trump out, just like he said it. They're going to the extreme, and we all see it. We all see it happening. And let me play something else for you too, because this is really powerful here. This is extremely powerful. Now, you know, Joe Biden and the Democrats, they've been really concerned about the Muslims in Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan. You know, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, uncommitted votes. You remember when this last election during the primary last election, listen to me, during the primary here, they did a whole bunch of uncommitted, and they did this uncommitted vote to send a signal to Joe Biden and the Democrats that if you don't give us what we want and stop helping Israel, I mean, they want nada, zero zip, which is kind of interesting, Shannon. How come they don't say the same thing about Ukraine? Isn't Zelensky Jewish? Zelensky is Jewish. So why aren't they saying the same thing about Ukraine?
Yeah.
Have y'all wondered about that? Right? But it's not the land, Will Johnson. Well, anyways, listen to this guy. Because remember, in Dearborn, Michigan, they're saying death to America, death to Israel. They're all saying this right now. Well, listen to this. This is the Jewish community in the United States of America. And he's in New York, right? I think this is in New York or somewhere on the East Coast. Listen to what because he makes such a profound statement in this video. And this is good. Watch this.
Neither I nor our synagogue engage in partisan politics. So allow me to express a nonpartisan word to all of our friends in elected office from the Democratic Party, from one who is finally attuned to American Jewish sentiment. Do not take American Jews for granted.
Now, he's admitting here that they've been voting for the Democrat ticket for the longest, kind of like black people. And, you know, there's a lot of black people right now saying, do not take the black vote for granted. Have you heard that before? Have you heard that expression? I've heard it many times. Don't take the black vote for granted. President Trump is not. But it's the same thing when it comes to the Jewish community. I told people when this war started off in Israel and Joe Biden and some of these Democrats acting like they're supporting Israel, they're really not. They're only doing it because they want him and they want people like him to continue to pour money into the Democrat Party. Because, you know, you always hear it, right? Jewish people, they're all rich. They're all rich. You hear that all the time. That's why they were acting like they were playing a role. Now, listen to what he says, because now they're starting to catch on.
I have spoken with so many American Jews in the past few months who have surprised me with their anxiety about developments in the Democratic Party.
You hear this? And actually, it's the Democrat Party. There's nothing Democratic about them.
And their perception that it is becoming increasingly hostile to Israel and increasingly tolerant of anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism in its own ranks. Be careful. The results of the upcoming election do not only depend on Michigan.
That right there. It doesn't only depend on Michigan, because the entire Democrat Party, they were highly concerned about the Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan, saying death to America. Right? They were all acting like they were concerned about them there. They're all acting like it was an issue there. Right? Like, it's an issue there, death to America. But they're not concerned about them saying death to America. They're concerned about these people saying death to America, not voting for the Democrats. Because, see, all the Democrats, they hate the whole phrase, make America great again.
And you know what, Will? This is the Democrat Party has always only cared about getting your votes, and then they do nothing for you. That's their typical MO.
Yeah.
They care more about the lobbyists and their agenda than they do care about the American people and what they want. They'll say they care what you want to get your vote. They've done it for years and years, right? But now when who you are, you know, in the roughest times, it becomes exposed who you are, right? When it's really tough, when times are really tough, you see who a person really is, right? We see who the Democrat Party really is now.
Oh, we know exactly who the Democrat Party is.
Who knew that they were so anti-Semitic?
Who knew that they were so anti-American?
And anti-American.
Who knew?
You know what, Will?
Who knew?
This is actually reported today. The House resolution condemning From the River to the Sea chant as anti-Semitic passes with only 44 opposed. And guess who all 44 of those people were? They were Democrats. Right? And guess who some of those Democrats are? The usual people.
Oh, yeah. You got AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Cori Bush, Ilhan Omar.
Yep. They all voted against it.
The same ones.
That's not anti-Semitic.
Well, see, these evil people believe that all of the Israelis in Israel should be wiped off the map.
I truly believe
that. They all believe that. So when they say from the river to the sea, it's not just an expression that they want to be free. They are free. Stop trying to kill Israelis and you will be free. If all, you've heard this expression before, if all of the Hamas Palestinian terrorists drop their firearms and stop trying to kill Israelis, there will be peace.
And you know what?
But if all of the Israelis drop all of their firearms, there won't be any Israelis because they will kill them all.
And you know what? Well, I can see Ilhan Omar and Tlaib being that way, right? I mean, we know where they're from. We know who they are. But AOC and Cori Bush, they're just young, ignorant, and dumb. They're following a trend, right?
Yeah.
They really don't know their history. I mean, AOC used to be a bartender. Who knows where Cori Bush came from? She didn't even know how taxes worked in America before she got elected. So,
and of course, Ilhan Omar doesn't even know how a marriage certificate is supposed to work. I'm just saying.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't. They don't. None
she
of them care
about America.
None of them care. They're despicable. None of them care.
Yeah. It's sad. But that's where our Democratic Party is.
Yep. That's exactly where they are. That's exactly where they are. Okay. Now, I want to play something else for you. And this is with about Mike Johnson. And I played this earlier on my LFA show. But I think it's important to play it again. Actually, in the comments, let me put the comments back up on the screen. I just kind of curious. Is there anybody on here watching right now think that Mike Johnson is a wolf in sheep clothing, or is it just me? Yes or no? Is Mike Johnson a wolf in sheep clothing? Yes or no? Me personally, I thought Mike Johnson was going to be awesome. I thought he was going to rise to the occasion, but Mike Johnson ended up being a wolf in sheep clothing. You know, some people saying he's a snake. Yeah, they're saying he's a wolf in sheep clothing. And I want to play this clip for y'all. For those of you who haven't seen this, I'm going to play this clip for you because he's going to say all of the right things. He's going to hit all of the key points, the ones that we want to hear. And I see people on X saying, yes, thank you so much. I'm looking in the chat. Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much. I see you there. And I wish I could, I wish I could put the X comments on the screen here. Elon Musk, come on, man. But he is a wolf in sheep clothing and or a snake, which I agree with that term, that terminology as well. Now, listen to what he says. I'm going to play some of this, what he says. I'm not going to play all of it, but I'm going to play some of this, what he says. And then I want y'all to hear what he says when he refers to Republicans that want him to do the right thing. He's been bought off. They got dirt on him or something. Listen.
Mr. Speaker, what is your response to Republicans who say this move should cost you your job and that if you don't resign, they will try to oust you?
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda, which is in the best interest of the American people here, a secure border, sound governance, and it's not helpful to the unity that we have in the body. Look, we have a very important mission here. Our mission is very clear. The reason most of us, I can speak for the House Republicans, the reason every House Republican ran for Congress is that because they wanted to come here and help to save this beleaguered republic of ours. We want to save the country. We believe that we're in an existential moment. We really do. This is a civilizational moment. It's a moment where we're going to decide in this election cycle which vision we have for the country. See, we believe, and y'all have heard me say before, we believe in the founding principles, the foundations of America, things like individual freedom and limited government and the rule of law and peace through strength and fiscal responsibility and free markets and human dignity, the foundational, the anchor points that make us the exceptional nation that we are. And right now we're in a political struggle, a battle between a completely different vision for the country. We have colleagues in the Congress who envision for us not those things. They have disdain for those things I just listed. They instead envision that America should be remade in the form of some sort of, you know, European-style socialist utopia. That is a dangerous fool's errand.
Do you hear that? Do you hear what he just said?
That enraged me.
Who do you think he's referring to? He's not talking about the Democrats.
Nope, he's talking about
Republicans. Not talking about AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Presley. He's not talking about them. He's not talking about Kamala Harris. He's not talking about Elizabeth Warren. He's not talking about Joe Biden. He's not talking about the nut job VP. Right? I already said Kamala Harris. He's not talking about Nancy Pelosi. He's not talking about any of them. Mm-mm. He just sit there and refer to other Republicans trying to create a communist
road, a pathway to communism and Marxism. Communist, that's what he said.
America. He just referred to. And then look, I'm gonna take it back again and listen. I want y'all to listen just in case you missed it. And then listen to what he says right after that. I'm telling you, the guy, he's pushing the right buttons, but if you're not paying attention, you won't even get it. This dude is a total snake. And I'm looking in the comments. I see people in the comments saying, get out of here, Johnson. And, you know, my last name is Johnson and everything. And I'm like, if I didn't know, you know, I would think you're talking about me. But, hey, it's all good. It's all good.
Get out of here, Will.
I know, right? I know. But listen, so I'm with you. Get out of here, Johnson. Listen to this dude.
Freedom and limited government and the rule of law and peace through strength and fiscal responsibility and free markets and human dignity, the foundational, the anchor points that make us the exceptional nation that we are. And right now we're in a political struggle, a battle between a completely different vision for the country. We have colleagues in the Congress who envision for us not those things. They have disdain for those things I just listed. They instead envision that America should be remade in the form of some sort of, you know, European-style socialist utopia. That is a dangerous fool's errand. That is a road to Marxism, communism, you know, socialism. That's a step towards those eventualities, and that is not who we are as a country. And so for us to accomplish our mission, which is to save the republic, we need to add more Republicans to the House and grow the House majority so we have more votes. We need to win back the Republican majority in the Senate, and we need to restore Donald J. Trump to the White House as our nominee.
So in one sentence, he's talking about Republicans, and then in another, he was talking about being unified in the party. But then he turns around and said that they're trying to create a Nazi Germany, communist, socialist style America. What in the world? The only time I've ever heard politicians or the government, state media, or anybody refer to Republicans as being anything close to communism or Nazis have been Democrats trying to denigrate Republicans for supporting President Trump. That's the only time that happened. You see how this dude, he's trying to be real slick. Yeah. I'm like, really? Did no one pick up on that?
Yeah. I mean, listen, the FISA, you know, a lot of these Republicans that he's referring to are upset because he's allowing FISA to do warrantless searches. That's actually more communism and Marxism than it is anything else. And then, of course, our open border. What is that?
Yeah.
They don't want an open border, right? And then giving money to Ukraine. How is that not wanting to give money to a country that literally is not democratic, right? They literally suspended their elections because they say they're in wartime. We're paying for salaries of military and government officials that are living in mansions better than some of the people that we have, bigger homes, probably bigger than Biden's homes.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And he's calling us on the road to communism. And then you have Schumer, who won't even take up the articles of impeachment. And he's saying that because they don't like these things and because Mike Johnson has been weak on them, he's calling them out. Yeah. I don't understand where this is coming from, but Will, I read an article to you the other day referring to one particular judge said why he believes that they voted to keep the FISA.
Judge Napolitano.
Warrantless, yeah, Judge Politano.
Judge Napolitano.
Right, and he said, you know why they're doing it? Because they're using it to get dirt on politicians to keep them in line. That's what he said. I didn't say that.
Because they figured out how to weaponize it.
Yep.
And because they figured out how to weaponize it, that's what we're seeing.
It's so disgusting. I'm so disappointed in him. And then the fact that he so boldly stands up there and he says one thing and then does another. Oh, we're united. But he's not united. He's not listening to the conference.
No, he's not.
He will have more votes than McCarthy did to vacate. Does that sound like unity to you?
No. And then he turns around and calls them Nazis. I mean, that's what he said. He didn't say the word Nazis. You don't have to.
I don't care. I think
so. That's exactly Marxist what he's saying.
And communism is insulting enough.
That's what he's saying.
I mean, and you know what really upset me is the fact that he said that. And you know what?
He's in his position.
The Democrats are going to use it over and over and over. They're going to say your speaker called you a communist.
They're going to have it on loop.
Your speaker called you a Marxist.
Yep.
Your speaker said that's where your party is heading.
Yep.
That's what they're going to do.
Yep. And they're going to put it in campaign ads.
And then
Mike Johnson, their speaker of the House, even saying that they're communist Marxists, that they're neo-Nazis. They're going to take that and they're going to run with it. I'm telling you right now, they're going to take that and run with it. Everything, what he just said, that little segment. Yeah, I'm telling you, watch this. When y'all see the video, and say, you know what? Some dude, I can't remember his name, but he was telling us that they were going to use Mike Johnson's speech there. It happens all the time like that. Because, you know, tomorrow something else stupid will happen, and the next day and the next day, and you won't remember that I told you, but they're going to use that. They're going to use it. Because put it this way. If I was on the opposite side and I heard him say that, and we've been calling Republicans that all this time, I'm going to use it. They do it all the time. So when Joe Biden says something, they take what Joe Biden says. Have you seen some of the awesome campaign ads that President Trump has been putting out there? They take what Joe Biden has been saying and some of what the other Democrats, and they put it out there. So they're going to take what Mike Johnson, he just gave them a nice egg, a nice golden egg. Needs to be cracked, but he just gave him one.
Yeah. Hey, well, we want to say thank you to somebody that just donated to us on PayPal. And that is Jessica. Thank you, Jessica, wherever you're listening, for your donation on PayPal.
Thank you so much, Jessica. I really do appreciate it. Yeah, if for anyone who wants to support me and help me get the Bronx when it happens, I mean, go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate, just like you see it right there at the bottom of the screen.
And we got a subscription on our website, Will, from Rosalind.
Really?
Yeah, awesome. A monthly subscription.
Can you put the website up there so people Rosalind can see what that's about?
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, just like you see it right there, /donate, you'll see this right there. It's different options. I've been asking people to sponsor me, help me out, because when you sponsor me on my website, it goes right back into the production, goes right back into the helping fight for our country, and it will help me get to the Bronx. It will help me get to the Bronx to pay for it, and I would greatly appreciate it if you become a sponsor on my website, as well as even on Rumble. You know, you can do it on Rumble as well.
Okay, we plan on doing a lot more on Rumble. Yep. So.
You see how I've been doing it on Rumble, right? You see, yes, y'all see how I've been, you know, coming to Rumble here lately. I've been, you know, I do a little video on Facebook, because Facebook, they've taken away everything, just about everything away from me. And I think Facebook, if at some point, is going to eventually fade out. I mean, it really looks like it, because people are tired of getting blocked. People are tired of putting scripture on Facebook and they're saying it's disinformation. That is insane. And it's because of the people that's in control. They're not even from America. They're liberal, not from America. They hate God, not from America. Even they are from America, and some of them hate God. They're liberals. Liberals don't respect God. Now, let me talk about this really quick. This is also something else that is happening on Capitol Hill. Mayorkas was impeached in the House. I guess that's the good thing. That's the only thing Mike Johnson's done so far that's been really good. I mean, I don't disagree there. But he did take his sweet time about doing it, though. But anyways, nonetheless, he's been impeached in the House. Now it's going over to the Senate, or at least it's supposed to. But Chuck Schumer, he's not following the Constitution. They don't like the Constitution. They want to do away with the Constitution. Well, listen to this young man. I haven't even heard this one, but I can only imagine the bells and whistles he has to say about this, because he's always on point when he brings it. Listen to this.
You're going to see tomorrow Senator Schumer move to table these impeachment articles and accusations. And he's going to tell you that there's no evidence. And here's what I want you to ask him. How do you know? How do you know? Because you haven't heard the evidence. In every other case, in every other case of impeachment, except when the public official quit, the United States Senate heard the evidence. We let both sides present their case, and then we decided.
That is so true. There's some more to this. I'm going to play the rest of this. That is so true. Why would they not allow it to be heard? Why is Chuck Schumer trying so hard to table it?
But not this time.
Uh-oh.
And you know what? It has nothing to do with the evidence. And it has nothing to do with what's right. This is raw gut politics. And you know it. And I know it, and the American people know it. The American people may be poorer under President Biden, but they are not stupid.
100%.
They know a whitewash when they see it. And what Senator Schumer is going to do tomorrow, it is fatuous. It is fraudulent. And it is an insult to the Senate. And it is a disservice to every American citizen who believes in the rule of law.
So how is it that Chuck Schumer gets to violate the Constitution? I don't understand. How is it that Chuck Schumer gets to violate the Constitution? Because based on the Constitution, they're disregarding one branch of the federal government, Shannon. Yeah. They're completely disregarding a branch of the federal government.
Yeah.
Like the three branches don't matter any longer. The only ones that they care about are the ones they could control.
And you're right. So they walked over the articles of impeachment from the House to the Senate today.
I saw
and
that.
And so now Schumer's going to get them. And Kennedy is getting ahead of this because you know Schumer's going to hit the floor tomorrow. And he's going to say, there's no evidence. That's why we're not taking it up. Period.
There is evidence.
And you know, Kennedy said
there is evidence. All you do is look at the border.
It's so disgusting. I mean,
what more evidence do you need? What about Lakin Riley? Is that not evidence enough?
You know what? There's so many of the Rileys.
That's enough. I mean, one is too many. One is too many.
Yeah, so thick of thousands. We're talking
one
about,
is too many.
Would they say how many?
One is too many. We already have one.
How many?
Lakin Riley, life was taken by an illegal alien. That is enough already. It should have never happened. Mayorkas kept saying that the border is closed. The border is wide open. And yet, Lakin Riley lost her life because of an illegal alien. There's the evidence. So when Chuck Schumer comes out and says there's no evidence, this dude is a bald-faced liar. Chuck Schumer needs to be kicked out the door as well. Corruption has been elevated as something positive. Corruption has been put in a place to where, oh, it's fine. Look the other way. You can be an illegal alien, go to New York, beat up cops on camera, and they say it was just a misunderstanding. Really? Can Will Johnson go to New York, beat up a cop on New York Street on camera, and I can say it's just a misunderstanding to let me go? Absolutely not. I don't care what country you are in. There's not a single country on this planet that you can go and beat up the law and you're there illegally and they say it's a misunderstanding. The only one place you can do that, and that's the United States of America. You understand? We're like losing our country here. And I'm losing my mind over this. It's stupid. And then you get all these stupid liberals on the left. They want to ignore all of that. They want to ignore all of the actual problems. But, you know, TDS again. Oh, my goodness. Trump, 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 Trump. They say Trump and they think Trump more than we do. And we support the man. Make that make sense.
That's so true.
Make that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. It really is. Okay, everybody, that is it for me. I'm getting ready to bounce out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hey, if you haven't already, let me go look really quick while we have to. Thank you so much. It says we have 450 people on X watching right now, and we got over 700 people on Rumble right now watching. If you haven't hit it already, please hit the thumbs up. And I see when people hit the hearts on X, I do greatly appreciate it there, too. Please share the video. Share this video. Let me see. On Rumble, we have 130 thumbs up. Come on. Help me out. Help me out. There should be at least 500 on here right now.
Janine on also became a website subscriber. So I want to say thank you to Janine if she's listening.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you so much for the blessing, everybody.
And you know what? Just before we go, Will, you know, one product that we'd like everybody to check out is pamperwithgrace.com. It's an elixir that contains collagen, which all of us need. We need collagen. And it also has astaxanthin and cat's claw. And Will, with this product, people are seeing some amazing, amazing improvements in their health. People are saying that their eyesight's getting better. It's building up their immune system. Others are saying that their hair's getting thicker, like you. You say that your hair is getting thicker since you've been taking it. People are getting better sleep.
You know, it's really interesting because my grandfather, my dad have full head of hair. They still do. My hair started thinning out probably because of all the stress of life and everything that's going on. Yeah. It's just so much happening that's different today than it was during when they were younger.
Are you sure it's not climate change?
Yeah, I started taking this and my hair was, you know, started growing back. And I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. So it gave me a big incentive to take it. Yeah.
Did you get my joke?
What?
I said, are you sure it's not climate change?
Oh, my hair loss, climate change. You know, you might be onto something.
We
need to get with Hillary Wright and Clinton on that one. But anyways, pamperwithgrace.com. If you decide to take the challenge, you know, you save money if you subscribe and save. You save money if you subscribe and save. And you can always cancel it. I'm not going to do anything that you can cancel, that you can't cancel. Okay. You can cancel it.
And you can get money, 30-day money back guarantee. So if you get the box and you don't see that it makes a significant change, which a lot of people are saying that it's even before 30 days, you can return it and get your money back.
Not every, you know, a lot of people are different.
Everybody's different. Absolutely.
People are different. Shannon, she can't live without it now because she's going through more mature lady things.
Well, because it stopped my hot flashes.
Yeah, it stopped them. So, but anyways, everybody, thank you so much. Tomorrow is Wednesday. I will be in Bible study tomorrow, so I won't be on tomorrow.
Yep, be back Thursday.
See you Thursday, though. Make sure you lock it in.
God bless.
God bless, everybody. Good night.